The past couple of days we've been talking about the sugya of Shechitas Treifa. After Shia yesterday, a number of the Talmidim approached me and asked me about the concepts about Shechitas Treifa, and they seem to be unclear as to whether there's a real nafkamina, how we understand the concept of Shechitas Treifa. So I just want to clarify and add to what we said to point out that there are several practical differences between the various approaches that we gave. We said that you can understand the concept of Shechitas Treifa in one of two ways. Either that the Issa Treifa is just an Issa B'fnei Atzma. The Shechita doesn't really relate to the Treifa. The Shechita can't be mata the animal ba'achila, but it's not like the Issa Treifa is related to Shechita, that there's some deficiency in the Shechita itself. Rather, the Issa Treifa is an Issa B'fnei Atzma. It's like Chela V'dam. So just like the Chela V'dam of the animal are going to be Usser, whether you do a shechita or you don't do a shechita, the same is true. If the animal is a treifus, even if you do a shechita on the animal remains us. It's an issa b'fnei atzma. The other way to look at it is that, no, that there's some kind of chisaron in the heter shechita. When you shecht a treifa, so there's a chisaron in the heter shechita. And that's why the animal is taka aser ba'achila. And the fact is, treifa is even aser mechayim. One is not allowed to eat the beitzim from a behema treifa, or to drink the cholov from a behemoth treifa. Why should that be true? That has nothing to do with the shechita. You haven't shechted the animal yet. The answer is that since there's no potential to shech the animal, the heter, there's going to be a chisaron in the heter shechita because it's not going to be mata the animal ba'achila. So even mechayim, there's an issa. Even mechayim, there's an issa because there's no potential for the shechita to actually work. Right? These are the two approaches that we suggested. And we pointed out that the Rambam seems to assume the fancier approach that the Yisra Treva is a chisaron in the Heter Shechita. He proves from Shechitas Chiyum and from other issues that we talked about at great length. The Ran, on the other hand, in our sugya, seems to disagree with the Rambam. The Ran seems to say that the Yisra Treva is completely independent. Completely independent. Why? Because the Ran assumes that even after a Maisa Shechita, there could be an Yisra Treva in the Behema, if not for the fact that the Maisa Shechita is motzi the chias of the animal completely. Maisa Shechita, cutting the vesher, or cutting the kana ba'of, is motzi the chias of the oaf, it kills the oaf. So if it could be mefachasis, it might be jumping around, but it's treated as if it's dead. So because it's dead, because the chias of the animal is completely gone, the chalos din treifa can't occur after it's dead. That's what the Ran said. That's why the Gemara claims that if the Gargaris is Nishmata, if the Kone moved out of its place, which should make it into a Treifa, but if that happened after the Vesha was Nishmata, it's nothing. It's nothing, because a Din Treifa can't be Chal after the animal is dead. Notice, the Ran didn't say that after you do a Maisa Shechita, after the Heter Shechita has been Chal, you can't have it as a Treifa. That's not what he said. It sounds like if there's some way that the chias of the animal is not going to leave through the Maisa Shechita, then it could become a treifa later. It could become a treifa even after the Maisa Shechita. Even though the Heter Shechita is Mechal, so what? It doesn't matter. It's an Issa treifa. An Issa treifa is an independent Issa. Sounds like the Ran holds that treifa is an independent Issa, not like the Ran. That's what we pointed out. But the reality is everyone agrees with the Braisa and the Gemara. Everyone agrees that after a Maisa Shechita, you can't have a Din Treifa in the animal. That's it. After the Veshet is Nishchata in the Oaf, after two Simanim have been Nishchat in a Behema, you can't have a Treifa. So what's the Nafkamina? Everyone agrees. Okay, the way the Ran presents it, it sounds like he disagrees with the Rambam. But it's all going to be the same. After you do a Shechita, you can't have a Din Treifa. Why? Either because the Heter Shechita has been Chal, or because the animal is treated as if it's dead. So either way, you can't have an Issa Treifa. So what's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is twofold. First of all, if you recall, the Rambam, the second Rambam, pointed out that since Treifa is Chilas Nevela, Treifa and Nevela are related to each other, they are connected, these two Isurim. Therefore what? Help me now. Therefore what? Mitzvah, right? If you eat chatzi shir, chatzi kezayis of nevela, chatzi kezayis of treifa, they can be mitzvah to get malchus. So the Rambam says there's a relationship between these two isurim. They're not separate isurim. It's not like chayla v'dam nevela. Chayla v'dam nevela. You have to eat a full shear of one or the other. But here, you can eat chatzi shear of one, chatzi shear of the other, and you can still get malchus. Why should you get malchus? But they're two shameless issa. So the Rambam says it's true, they're two shameless issa, but the reality is, since treifa is klilas nevela, there's a relationship between the two. And we prove from the Sefri that there's a relationship between the two. So the Rambam holds that they're similar enough that even though they have two shameless issa, the psukim that we derive these issa from are different, but the reality is they're similar issa, and therefore they could be mitzarei for the shear malchus. The Ran would disagree with that. The Ran has a fundamentally different understanding of the Issa Treifa. He says Issa Treifa is like Chayla V'dam. It's an independent Issa. So if it's an independent Issa, then you have an Issa Treifa, you have an Issa Nevela. Never the twain shall meet. They're not the same. They're both Issurim and the animal, but they're totally different Issurim. So they're totally different Issurim. How can they be Mitzarev? If you have Chatzi Shir of one and Chatzi Shir of the other, they can't be Mitzarev. It's no different than having Chatzi Shir of Dam and Chatzi Shir Nevela. They can't be Mitzarev. That's enough to give me the Lamaisa. Lamaisa. The Ran is talking conceptually in the sugya, but once you have the conceptual understanding of the Ran, that's different than Reb Chaim's pshat in the Rambam. So then there's taka nafkamina lemaisa. Plug it in. There's the second Rambam. The second Rambam says the Vela and Trefa can be mitzarif for shir to get malchus. The Ran would disagree. Say absolutely not, since they're different isurim. Treif is not a chisar and hetter shechita, and the veil is a chisar and hetter shechita, but because treif is not a chisar and hetter shechita, it's a different iser, so therefore it's not going to be mitzarev together with the veila to get malchus. Okay, that's one nafkamina, obvious nafkamina between the Rana and the Rana. The second nafkamina that we weren't going to do, but I think we should do in light of the questions that some of the Talmidim asked, is the Rashba and Bava Kama. I said that the Rashba is like the Ran. Okay, the Rashba is like the Ran. But it's not just that the Rashba is like the Ran, he has a nafkamina lemaisa between the Rambam and the Ran. If you think about it, the case of the Rashba is a second nafkamina. What's the case of the Rashba? What's he talking about? So we know that there's a difference between ganav and gazlan, right? A person who steals, he either steals secretively, or he steals befarhesia, he steals publicly. Someone who steals publicly is called what? Someone who steals publicly is called a gazlan. Someone who steals privately is called a ganav. What's the nafkamina lemaisa? The basic difference between the two? Kefil, exactly. Right? Ganav is chayiv kefil. It's a knasa Torah. The Torah says, shnayim yishalim is a chayiv kefil for the ganav. Comes the pasuk and adds on another prat that if the ganav steals shor or seh, if he steals either an ox or a seh, so then aside from kefil, he actually has to pay even more. There's a chi of dalet vehe. Dalet vehe doesn't mean 4 and 5. It means above and beyond kefel, there's another chi for 3 and 4. Right? You got to pay even more than kefel. Now keep in mind, it's not always if you steal a shor v'seh b'derech geneva. It's only if he steals a shor v'seh and tavach umacha. Right? Either tavicha, right? He shechted the shor v'seh, or he was Molcher the Sharvaseh. So if he has Tavach Umachar after the Geneva, two things coupled together, then not only does he have to pay Kevel, but he has to pay Dalet Vehe. He pays even more. He pays an extra two or three on top of the original and the Kevel. Comes the Gemara in Bava Kama, Dafayin Ches Amadeis, Meruba. We learned a little bit of Meruba last year, right? At the very end of the Perek, the Gemara talks about, well, how much do you have to shech? How much do you have to sell to be chayiv? Right, so you chayiv dalet vehev. You have your geneva. You have your tzvicha mechira. So how much do you have to shech? How much do you have to sell? So the Gemara says utavacho kulo beisur, that you have to shech the whole animal. You steal the animal, and you shech the whole animal that you stole. If the tzvicha is bekulo, that's the chayiv. Then you chayiv dalet vehev for that tzvicha. For the shor you chayiv 5, and for the seh you're going to be chayiv 4. Right, the Torah is more machmir. Torah is more machmir by the shor than by the seh. You chayiv 5 for the shor and 4 for the seh. That's if you have tvacho kulo beisur. Tvacho kulo beisur. What's the din if you're mocher? You steal, let's say, a shor, and then you mocher the shor. So there's a chiyuv to pay hay, right? The chiyuv dalet v'hay by the shor v'seh. So how much do you have to sell? The answer is you also have to sell kulo. Right? According to one sheet in the Gemara, we assume since tutfacho kula b'yisura, machara kula b'yisura, so you have to sell the whole thing. If you sell the whole thing, there's a chiyuv dalavehev. If you don't sell the whole thing, there's no chiyuv dalavehev. Comes the Gemara and presents Shitas Rebbe. And this is in Bava Kama and Daf Ayin Ches on the base. The Mishnah says, "Machro chutz me'echad mimei shavo." If you sold almost all the animal, but there was 1% missing, 1/100th of the animal was not sold. Mishalim tashlumei keif avena mishalim tashlumei arba v'chamisha. The Mishnah adds a few other cases, but the Mishnah says there's no chiyuv dalet v'hei if you left out a little bit. So comes the Gemara and says, Rebbe Omer dover ha'ma'akev b'shchita mishalim tashlumei arba v'chamisha. Says Rebbe, how do I define whether something, if you sold the animal but you left out a part, how do I define whether this part is fundamental to the animal? Is that a significant shiur? Is that a significant leaving out of the mechira? A significant shiur, or is it not a significant shiur? Stop, Rebbe, if it's ma'akev b'shchita, meaning, if not having this piece of the animal makes it an avela, so now the shechita is not going to be mater ba'achila, then obviously that piece of the animal is very significant. That's very significant. You know? But if it's not ma'akev b'shechita, dova she'eno ma'akev b'shechita, it's not significant. Right? If the animal's foot is cut off, that's not ma'akev b'shechita. The animal is kosher ba'achila, so it doesn't have a foot. But it's still going to be kasha ba, it's still going to be muta ba'achila, so it's not ma'akev b'shechita. Says up Rebbe, that's called mechira b'kula. The drasha is utvacha kula b'yisura. That you have to have a tvicha b'kula to have that dal v'hei. And now we make a dinyan. Since it says utvacha o mecharo, then the mechira has to be b'kula too. It comes Rebbe and says vas meint das mechira b'kula. When is it called mechira b'kula? When is it called mechira b'chetzia? So he says, if it's a dovah ma'akev b'shchita, if you leave out something that's ma'akev b'shchita, that's going to prevent the shchita from being matter the behem v'achila, that's a significant shir. If that's a significant shir, if you left out something significant, that's not mechar b'kula, and then you're not going to be chayv dal v'hei for that. But if it's not ma'akev b'shchita, okay, so it's a part of the animal. Right? It's part of the animal. You didn't sell the animal's hair. You didn't sell the animal's keren. You didn't sell the animal's foot. That's not ma'akev b'shchita. It's not ma'akev b'shchita. That's not called a shir. That's going to prevent you from being chayav dalet b'hei. That's Rebbe. Comes the Rashba and says, okay, Rebbe says something, you know, pretty straight, that the difference is whether it's ma'akev b'shchita or not ma'akev b'shchita. What does ma'akev b'shchita mean? Ma'akev in the heter achila? Ma'akev b'shchita? What does it mean? How about if it's ma'akev, if it's a dover sha'oso so trefa? Where's the Rashba? Look at the Rashba in the packet, packet 8. It says like this. This is in source 4. Rebbe Omer Dova Ha'ma'ake B'Shchita Pershu Ha'mefarshim Chol Sha'osa Osa Treifa Shuma'ake B'Shchita She'ena Behem Aniteres B'Shchita D'Treifa Hi. The Rashba quotes the Yesh Mefarshim, you know, Dova Ha'ma'ake B'Shchita is not just something that makes it into a nevela. Yeah, you cut off a significant part of the animal, it becomes an avela. So if you sell the animal, chutz mi this part of the animal that would make it an avela, that's a shear. You're leaving out a significant part of the animal. That's not called mechir v'kulo. He's not going to be chayav dal v'hei. Come to Yesh Mevarshim and say, no, even if you leave out something that would make it into a treifa, it's not an avela, it's a treifa. That's also ma'akeh b'shchita, and that's not called mechir v'kulo. Mustabra li zok d'rashba, shekol shein osos an avela, la treifa, in a kari ma'akeh b'shchita. Dr. Rashba, I disagree. I think that if it's not oso nevela, if it's not such a significant shear that it would make the animal nevela, meaning if you pull that thing out of the animal, it's not going to die in short order. It's not going to die quickly. It's going to die within the year, as we said. Trefa enachai, we pass in trefa enachai. So it's a trefa, it'll die within the year, but is it going to die within the day? Is it going to die within the hour? It's not going to die within the hour. So Dr. Rashba, if it doesn't make a nevela, because it's not really so significant, the animal is not going to die in short order. It's going to die sooner than we like, right? It's going to die within the year, but it's not going to die very quickly. That's not called ma'akev b'shchita. Why? The ma'akev ba'achilahu avalo b'shchita. Underline it. That's more the Galashim in the Rashba. The ma'akev ba'achila. I admit to you, such an item as ma'akev in the heter achila of the animal. You can't eat the animal if it's a treifa. It's significant. It's not insignificant. It's not like cutting off the foot. Cutting off the foot doesn't make the animal a treifa. See, the animal doesn't have a foot. It can't function properly. It can't plow the field. It's not a treifa. That's not ma'akev ba'achila. But if it's ma'akev ba'achila, Zakhtar Rashba, So you would think that that's significant. Kamashmal, no, it's not. He says ma'akev ba'achila is not ma'akev b'shchita. Ma'akev ba'achila is not ma'akev b'shchita. There's no chisar in the shchita. Shchita is kosher v'yosh. But you can't eat the animal. Zokta Rashba, just because you can't eat the animal, that's not ma'akev b'shchita. And if it's not ma'akev b'shchita, that's not significant enough. That's not a significant enough shear that we would say that you didn't sell the animal b'kul. You did. You sold the animal b'kul. You left out something insignificant. Because it's only ma'akev ba'achila, it's not ma'akev b'shchita. She'atrefa shchitasa metarasa midei nevela. Zokta Rashba, how do I know that Dover ho'oso treifa is not ma'ake b'shchita? Because look, we know that treifa might be also b'achila, but it's not metame midin nevela. We spent a lot of time on this, right? That proves, Dr. Rashba, that the shchita is a shchita. It's a shchita ru'uya, right? It's a shchita she'ena ru'uya. It's not gonna make it mutar b'achila, but it's called a shchita. It's not ma'ake in the shchita. So the only case that you have a shear, you're not going to be chayav dal v'hei, is ela b'shemocha chutz midover she'oso so nevela, ki yirecha shenot la yerech v'chalal shalom nevela. The halacha is that if you take the yerech of the behema out, v'chalal shalom, and the chalal, what's the chalal? That's an empty space. How do you take an empty space out? So the Gemara points out that if you take the yerech plus the area where it's like connected to the body, and it becomes a chalal, so now it's an open wound, it's a serious open wound, that's an nevela. That behemoth is going to die pretty quickly. But if you take the yerech without the chalal sheba, that means you take the yerech is cut off the animal, but it's not cut off so much that like you're ripping out the insides of the animal. To me it sounds like it's pretty significant. You take off the yerech of the animal, but apparently there are distinctions. The Chazal understood that there are distinctions. So if you don't take off the chalal sheba too, if you don't take off the where it's attached to the body, you don't take off a chelek of the body. So that's just the treifa. It's just the treifa. It's going to cause it to die within the year. It can't live like that. But not in short order. It's not an avela. It's not going to die immediately. It's not going to be a mesa quickly. So the Rashba, if it's only also treifa, so then that's not ma'akev b'shchit, it's only ma'akev ba'achila. And therefore, there will be b'chla ma'chir b'chulam. The Rashba clearly learns like the Ran. He learns that Shchita's treif is not a chisaron in the shchita. It's ma'akev ba'achila in the sense that there's an iser, derami ale, there's an iser that's floating on this behema. There's an iser here. You can't eat the behema. The treif is ma'akev ba'achila, but it's not ma'akev b'shchita. It's not going to prevent the shchita from being kosher. The shchita is a shchita k'shera. The haraya, it's motzi midei nevela. It's not going to be matame. So the shchita, zokta Rashba, shchita's treif is a good shchita. It's just not matir ba'achila. Because it's a good shchita, it's not significant enough to say that it's a shir, that it's not mechir b'kulo. So you will be chayav dalei v'hei. The Rambam would disagree. Right? The Rambam would side with the Yesh Mefarshim. The Rambam would say, shchita's treifa, that's a chisaron in the heter ha-shchita. It's a chisaron in the shchita itself. So if it's a chisaron in the shchita itself, if you leave out a part of the animal that's also treifa, that is a significant shir in the animal. That's not called mechir b'kulo. The Rambam would say that if you leave out a davar she'oso so treifa, that's not called mechira b'kulo, and you will not be chayav dal v'hei. And the Rashba says it is called mechira b'kulo. That's not davar hama'akev b'shchita, because the iser treifa is independent of the shchita. It's not ma'akev b'shchita. It's not ma'akev b'shchita. That's not significant enough of a shear to say that it's not mechira b'kulo. So this is another nafkemina between the Ran and the Rambam. The Ran and the Rashba are going in tandem. The second nafkamina is not only do we say that nevela and treifa, right? Whether nevela and treifa are going to be mitzdarif, that's nafkamina number one. The Rambam says they are mitzdarif, and the Ran says that they're not mitzdarif. But aside from that, there's another nafkamina. Do you say that a ganef who steals a shor oseh and he's mocheh the shor oseh and leaves out a davar ha'oso so treifa, according to Rebbe, that the definition of mechir b'kulo is a function of davar she'eno ma'akev b'shchita, would you say that davar ha'oso treifa is ma'akev b'shchita or is it not ma'akev b'shchita? Is it mechir b'kulo or not mechir b'kulo? The Rashba says that it's not ma'akev b'shchita, and if it's not ma'akev b'shchita, according to Rebbe, it is called mechir b'kulo, and the Rambam would say that it is ma'akev b'shchita. Shchita's treifa is a chisar in the shchita itself that is called ma'akev b'shchita, That's not called mechir bekulo, and he might be chayev kefil, but he won't be chayev dal vehei for that ma'aseh mechir. Good questions. Let's go weiter. Let's go to the next sub. The Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph says, "Hashochi lecha ba'ovr shnayim ba'behem ashkita sok sheva v'rubo shalecha kama." Mishnah presents the basic din of shchita ba'ovr and shchita ba'behem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad sheyishchor es havridim. Rabbi Yehuda adds an extra prat. He says that you have to shech the vridim. What are the vridim? The blood vessels around the neck, says Rashi, Chutei Hatzava Shemekalchem Es Adam. The blood vessels around the neck where the dam spurts out from B'Shas Hashchit. But Yehuda adds a prat that we haven't discussed yet. We talked a great length about Echa Ba'ov, Shnayim Ba'Behema, Lechatchila, Daraisa, Rabbonim. But Yehuda adds that Ad Sheyishchod Es Avridim, that you have to shecht Avridim. Which case is it going on? We mentioned Of, we mentioned Behema. So what's Rabbi Yehuda going on? So that's what the Gemara addresses on Chav Chesam with this. Amar Rav Chista, lo Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ela ba'of, hol v'tzoleo kulo ke'echad. Rav Chista says Rabbi Yehuda only said his din at Sheyishchod Es Avridim by Of. By Of! The Mishnah starts by saying there's a din of Shechita ba'of, there's a din of Shechita ba'behema. Zok to Rav Chista, Rabbi Yehuda's halacha at Sheyishchod Es Avridim that only applies by Of and not by behema. Why? Hoil v'tzoleo kulo ke'echa. What does that mean? So Pashup Shad, it means, since it's normal to be tzole the of kulo ke'echa, to roast it whole, without cutting it up ever into different pieces. But Yehuda says that you have to be shochet es avridim. Aval behema kemed menatcha ever lo tzorech. But by behema, since it's normal to be minateach ever, you normally cut up the behema into different pieces. Even Rabbi Yehuda would say that you don't have to shech the vridim. Interesting. So the Mishnah had told us of a din shchita by ofen behema. Rabbi Yehuda introduced that you have to shech the vridim. Comes Rav Chista and says, well, it's not in every circumstance. He limits it a little bit. Rabbi Yehuda only said his din by of because of this whole v'tzoleo kulo ke'echad. But by behema, since you're minateach ever, it's not necessary. What's the chiluk? So Rashi says, "Hol v'tzoleo kulo ke'echad lefikach tzarech lahotzi as kol damo." Yehuda says that you need shchitas havridim by oaf, since you're tzoleo kulo ke'echad. You have to be motzi kol damo. Shchitas havridim, cutting the vridim is going to be motzi kol damo. Somehow we're afraid since you're not going to cut up the oaf into pieces, you're not going to be motzi kol damo. And what's the problem? Sounds like it's an issur dam. Right? Is there a problem in the shchita? It doesn't sound like there's a problem in the shchita. Rashi didn't say anything about shchita. He said you have to be motzi kol damo. If you hear motzi kol damo, that sounds like it's an issur dam. We know that the shchita is coming to be motzi the dam, but if you have dam inside the animal, right, that's pirish mimakom mimakom, if it moves from place to place, didn't come out, that's going to be a problem of dam. Rabbi Yehuda holds it. That's why you need shchita savridim by oath. The Meimer, the time of the Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Dam, who says Dr. Gemara, sounds like the time of Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Dam. That's why it's like Kulok Echad by Oaf is a problem. Biatnan Rabbi Yehuda Amar at Sheyishchod Es Avridim. The lashon of the Mishnah is on Sheyishchod Es Avridim. Doesn't sound like it's an issue of Dam. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda holds you need Shchita. I didn't Shchita in the Avridim. It's a chelik of the Meiser Shchita. Ema at Sheyinkov Es Avridim. Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda didn't mean at Sheyishchod. Say you should learn in the Mishnah at Sheyinkov Es Avridim. The key is to puncture the vridim. You don't have to shech the vridim. You have to puncture them to let the dam come out because it's all an issue of dam. Rashi says at Sheyishchod v'lesnu b'shchita el mishum otzas hadam b'nekiva ba'al masagi. What is Rabbi Yehuda say at Sheyishchod Es Avridim? If it's all a function of the dam, so ben akiva ba'al masagi. So the Gemara says in a chanami, ben akiva ba'al masagi. You don't need shchita. You just need the kiva. Toshma avridim b'shchita divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It's another braisa that says vridim b'shchita. Rabbi Yehuda says vridim b'shchita. Emphasizing the point, b'shchita. Sounds like there's a din shchita in the vridim. Eim avridin tzorach lenakfon b'shas shchita. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara machta vek with that raya too. It just means b'shas shchita. What is avridin b'shchita? Not because the avridin requires shchita, but there is something related to the nekivas avridin and shchita. What's the connection? That the nekivas avridin has to take place b'shas shchita. Not that it's a chelik of the shchita. Right? You don't need dine shchita in the avridin, but it has to occur b'shas shchita. It has to occur b'shas hashchita. Toshma amru lo Rabbi Yehuda me'achash lo hizkru v'ridim ela lehotzi me'andam mali b'shchita mali shalom b'shchita. The Chachamim asked against Rabbi Yehuda, if the whole thing is to be motzi dam, what do you need shchita for? You say at sheyishchita s'avridim, what's going on? Mechlad Rabbi Yehuda sover b'shchita. Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda holds you really need shchita s'avridim. Hochi ka amri le. Mali lenakfan b'shashchita, mali lenakfan shelo b'shashchita. Chachamim were not asking that you need shchita. Of course you don't need shchita, but they were saying, why do you even need shas hashchita? Why do you need nekiva b'shas hashchita? What's the purpose? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you do need nekiva b'shas hashchita. Why? V'hu sava b'shashchita, osi dam d'chayim, shelo b'shashchita, lo osi dam d'karir. Rabbi Yehuda says that taka in a chanami, you don't need a maisa shchita in a vridin. It's not a chelik of the shchita, but you do need nekiva b'shas hashchita. To be motzi dam, you have to have nekiva b'shas hashchita. Why b'shas hashchita? Yehuda holds that b'shas hashchita, it's chayim. Doesn't mean that it's alive. It means it's chayim, it's hot. Dam is bubbling. So because the dam is bubbling, b'shas hashchita, says Rashi, she'adam cham v'yotze. Dam is chum, the dam is warm, it's bubbling, whatever that means. So it's yotze b'shas hashchita. But after the shas hashchita, it's korir, it's cooled off. And once it's cooled off, it's not going to come out as much. Bubbling dam is going to come out. Warm dam, boiling dam is going to come out, but not cold dam. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah of Vridim, Rabbi Yehuda Shah behen Doras behen Ma'u. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, Vridim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what happens if you have a shehiyah or a drasa? He said, shehiyah and drasa tu psil hashchita. If there's a pause in the middle of the ma'isa shchita, or if you press too much, pausing is shehiya, pressing is drasa. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the din? Let's say Yeshua, Daras, and the Vridim. It's a mud nekasha. We just said Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no din shchita in the Vridim. So what's this kasha? What's this shayla in the Gemara? So Rashi tells us, Daras bahen ma'u shchita mamish boi Rabbi Yehuda olo. Rabbi Yirmiyah lo shmiya lehod Rav Chista. Rabbi Yirmiyah obviously didn't hear Rav Chista's comment that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need shchita savridim only by oaf and not by behema. Because clearly, if he would hear that, he would have realized there's no din shchita b'chalal. It's just a din akiva. The whole idea is to be motzi dam. So if it's only to be motzi dam, obviously, shah v'daras is not a problem. So he didn't hear, so he asked his kasha. So the Gemara put the kasha in because that's the nusach that it was said. So Amalei Ha'usava Hachi Amar Rabbi Elazar Ve'amila Amalei Ha'usava L'Rabbi Elazar Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Minakfan B'Kotzven Ksherin. He quotes that the Mesora is that you don't need a Shechita Minakfan B'Kotzven Ksherin, you just puncture it and that's enough. Tanya Kavasid Rav Chista Shochat Shnei Chatzoy Simona Ba'ov Posel Ve'en Tzorach Lomer Ba'Behema Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ba'ov Ad Sheyishchir Esaveshe Ve'es Ha'vrid. Rabbi Yehuda here in the Braisa adds that Be'of HaChiyishchad HaSavridim HaVeshet, that's also a raya that you can, we thought that was a raya, that maybe a dafkan HaChiyishchad HaSavreshet, but leaving that aside, Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds that HaChiyishchad HaSavridim is only Be'of, so that's the raya, Rav Chista's right, that the din of Rabbi Yehuda applies only Be'of and not to Behem. Okay, this is the basic sugya. Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to shech the Vridim. B'shas HaShchita. But dafka ba'of, hold the tzoler kulo ke'echad. Since it's normal to be tzoler kulo ke'echad, but behema keva the manavcha ever, there's no need to shech the vridim. No need to shech the vridim. But it has to be done b'shas shchita, says the Gemara. The Yehuda holds that when the dam is cham, then it's going to come out, but when it's kor, it's not going to come out. It has to be b'shas shchita. How do you define shas shchita? What's shas shchita? So we've said before that if you have a shehi in the middle of the shechita, so then the two halakim of the shechita are not connected to each other. So maybe we should say that shas hashechita means that there can't be a sheer shehi, there can't be enough of a pause after the Maisa Shechita and the Maisa Nekiva. Right? You have to be Nokev the freedom at some point in time to be Motzi the Dam. When do you have to do that? So maybe we should say that it's a Shir Shehiya. Shir Shehiya. Once the Shir Shehiya is passed, you can't be Menakev the freedom because it's over. The Shechita is over. So once the Shechita is over, there's nothing to do. It comes to Rashba and Torah Sabayis and he says, no, that shouldn't be the case. The Shir should not be a Shir Shehiya. The Rashba and Torah Sabayis that I asked you to see, this is in the Kovitz. Page Resh Yud Beis. The Rashba says, V'loma b'shas shchita. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that you need shchita to have freedom? You have to be menakfon b'shas shchita. If it's not a dinin shchita, so why does it have to be b'shas shchita? The b'shas shchita cho'im dam v'nofik. V'ach ha-shchita kore. B'shas ha-shchita, the dam is cho'im, it's warm, it's bubbling, it's coming out. We'll have to describe exactly why we have to be menakev. Freedom. Like, what's the purpose? The dam is not going to come out if you... We'll see in a moment. But the dam is cham b'sha shchita, that's why it's coming up, but la'ach ha-shchita, it's kor. Dr. Rashba, b'hilka, kol shu mefarches adayin chamim dam u'menakvon v'dayo. Dr. Rashba, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as long as the animal is still mefarches, if it's still jumping around, the dam is still cham. The animal is still jumping. Dam is still cham. And then the kivas avridim is sufficient, even at that stage. Even after you've waited a shir shehiya, I mean, how long is a shir shehiya? Not too long. Not too long. What is it? It's just the amount of time that it takes to shecht the item that you shecht. Right? Shechita sa'of, how long does it take? Shechita sa'behema, it's just a ma'isa shechita, cutting. 10 seconds? Not very long. 15 seconds? I mean, how long is the whole thing? Mefarches, that could take half a minute. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to be... Menakev the vridim b'shar shchita. Zok the Rashba. It doesn't have to be b'shir shehiya. There's no concept of shir shehiya over here because there's no din shchita. Just like there's no problem of shoha v'doras b'vridim. There's no concept of a ma'isa shchita by the vridim. So even if you do quote unquote a shchita psula, if you do a nekiva that's psula, there's no nekiva that's psula. There's no such thing as a shchita psula by the vridim. You just have to be menakev then. Zok the Rashba. So too, in terms of a shir to define. What's called the shchita? What's still part of the ma'isa shchita? What's still part of the shasa shchita, I should say? What's the shasa shchita? The Rashba, if the behemah is mefarches, if the oaf is still mefarches, the oaf is still mefarches, it's still the shasa shchita. The dam is still choy. Even if you waited a shir shiyah. Okay, so the ma'isa shchita is over, but it's still the shasa shchita because the effect of the shchita is still being felt. Right? The zman of the shchita is still here, even though the ma'isa shchita al pidin is over, but the shasa shchita it still is, and you can cut the vridim even at that point. Even at that point, it's a chiddush of the Rashba. We saw before there was another halacha where there was a psul that occurred even after the ma'isa shchita is over. Right, and there we wanted to say that maybe the shear to determine whether this is going to be a psul or not a psul is if it's toch shear shahir. Recall the psul that we were talking about. Remember this psul? You did something after the ma'isa shchita, which according to some mafarshim might passel the ma'isa shchita. So the shear that we said that it's going to passel is only if it's connected to the shchita, only if it's less than a shear shahir, Josh. Cutting mafrekas, the lola shavi gistera. Remember, we had in the isra of the lola shavi gistera that you can't cut the mafrekas after the two simonim. So some of Farshim said that the problem is the dam is not going to be yotzei. It's all an isra dam. The eshkol and the taz, if you recall, they said no, maybe it's a chisaron in the shchita. So it's like gezeras hakosav that if you cut the mafrekas, maybe that passels the shchita lemafrekas. Why? The taz said why? Because then the chiyus, yes. Exactly, the chiyus is partially totally in the chut ha-shedra, so if you're going to cut the chut ha-shedra before the animal dies, it's like you're being motzi the chiyus of the animal, not the ma'isa shchita, because the cutting of the mafrekas is not part of the ma'isa shchita. So we said what? According to the Eshkol and the Taz, if you cut the mafrekas at any point in time that passels the shchita mafreya, ha'itochen, how could that be? We said, no, obviously, what the Eshkol and the Taz are saying is that if you cut the mafrekes betoch shir shehiya, that'll passel the shchita l'mafrek. Why? Because toch shir shehiya, it's still a chelik l'shchita. The Vridim, Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to be menakev the Vridim, but they're not a chelik of the Shechita. It's not a din Shechita. The Haraya, Shoah, Vidar, that has nothing, it's not going to pass over here. Dr. Ashbah, if it's not part of the Shechita, then the Kovei of what's called Shasa Shechita is not necessarily dependent on a Shir Shehiyah. It's not dependent on a Shir Shehiyah. The question is, when is the Dam Cham? When is the Dam Cham? B'Shah Shechita is not really Shah Shechita. It means, when is the Dam Cham? So he wants to suggest that if the Of is Mefarchis, the Dam is still Cham. So even though it's taka, not the Shah Shechita anymore, really, technically, Alpi Din, it's after a Shir Shehiyah. For the Din of the Lo L'Shavi Gistera, not to cut the Mefarchis, it's not a problem anymore, because it's after the Shah Shechita. But here it has a status of Shah Shechita. The Rashbah is expanding the Gemara's understanding what Shas HaShchita means. The Gemara says Shas HaShchita. If you looked at the Gemara, I would say it's a function of a Shir Shehiyah. So, Dr. Rashbah, what's the Tamadav? The Tamadav is not because it's a Chelk of the Shchita. The Tamadav is that the Dam is to be Cham. So if the Tam is the Dam is to be Cham, then if the Of's Mefarches, if it's jumping around, the Dam is still Cham, the Of is still moving, so the Dam is going to be Yotze, and that'll be fine. Okay, that's the Chiddush of the Rashbah. Questions? Steve.
Can we do mashma from the Gemara that if we were to cook the oaf whole, then we wouldn't have to do the kibbutz? We wouldn't have to cut those reasons?
So, if you read the Gemara the way that I did, right, it sounds like since it's normal to roast it whole, that's going to be the problem. Since it's normal to roast it whole, even if you don't have kavana to roast it whole, that might still be a problem. Okay, that's the poshup shot. Okay, we'll see. It's complicated. There are different Rishonim, and we'll have to see all the different approaches. But yes, that is an issue that has to be addressed, because the question is what exactly does that line mean? I mean, the way that I defined it, whole v'tzoleo kulo ke'echad, is not since you are going to roast it whole. I specifically defined it as since you normally roast it whole. Who pointed that out, by the way? That it means since you normally roast it whole. The Rosh, exactly. The Rosh says since you normally roast it whole. We're talking about normally. That's the chiddush. It's not just because you intend to roast it whole. You normally roast it whole. And we'll see there's a chiddush that the Rosh is going to have based on that understanding of the Gemara. Okay, what's this dam? You know, Rabbi Yehuda says you need shchitas havridim by an oaf, because toleo kulo ke'echad. So Rashi, the Gemara, it's not Rashi. The Gemara says that you need to be motzi the dam. What's the problem with the dam? You shechted the animal. Why is the dam not going to come out? So the Rosh, not the Rosh Daniel mentioned, the other Rosh, Rashi and Siman Gimel, here on the sugya, explains what the issue might be. Siman Gimel. Rashi says, he quotes Rav Chisda's Shita. He says, "Vim lo shochar avridim hayadam nisha besochar." The Yehuda holds that if you're not going to shech the vridim, you're not going to be menakev the vridim, the dam would stay inside them. Because there's so much dam inside the vridim, that the vridim are the blood vessels around the neck, so much dam collected in these blood vessels. The or is not going to be shoev and motzi kulo. What does it mean, the or? It's solehu kulo ke'echa. So there's or there. So you would normally we assume that if you sole something, it draws out the blood. Yeah, but the problem is over here. If the vridim aren't shechted, Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's too much blood there. The or is not gonna be able to pull it out completely. So you're gonna have an isadam. V'lo havi k'dam evram shlo pirish, and it's not like dam evram shlo pirish. We talked about this at great length. Dam evram shlo pirish is mutter, right? That's why you can eat basar be'umtza. You can eat raw basar because the blood is there, shkoyach, but it's inside. It's inside the organs. It hasn't left. Dr. Rosh, but the problem is here, it's not dam evam shlo pirish. L'fisha be'esa shchita hadam mekaleach u'mezanek derech makam ha'shchita. Because b'shasa shchita, the dam is spurting. It's spurting forth from the makam ha'shchita. V'neka, v'nizdazeh mimkomo. A lot of words over here. Right? It's being uprooted. It's coming out. Kol dam ha'nefesh lotze. It's nizdazeh mimkomo kol dam ha'nefesh lotze. It's trying to come out. K'shol nechdechu avridim nishar adam bahem. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you don't cut the vridim, what's going to happen is the dam is not going to come out, and it's going to be mispashe to the bosser around the vridim. And then it's mamish, there's not going to be nothing to do. Malicha is not going to help it come out. Tzli is not going to help it come out. There's only one thing that's going to help it come out. And that is what? If you cut it into pieces. If you menatech ever, then you do malicha. Or you do tzli, then it will work. But if you do it bekulo, it's shrekless. If you do it bekulo, it's not going to happen because the dam is trying to come out, but the vridim are not cut. So the dam is not going to come out. What's more, it's going to spread to the other basar. So you're going to have an issa dam. Avol, al yidei chaticha malicha yotzi adam. If you chote, then okay, then it will work. That's the problem according to the Rosh. That if you don't shech the vridim, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if solea kulo ke'echad, then the dam's not going to come out, and it's going to be mispasha to the other areas, it's not going to be dam evarim shlo pirish, it's going to be dam! The dam is going to move, but it's not going to come out completely, so therefore you have to cut the vridim to make sure that the dam is going to come out. Okay. What kind of a halach is this? Is this ma'akev? Rabbi Yehuda says, at sheyishchor es vridim. That you're shechting an oaf. A din by shechita sa'oaf. You're shechting the oaf. He adds that you have to be menakev the vridim b'shas shechita. Let's say you didn't do it. Let's say you didn't do it. Is that menakev? From everything I'm saying, it sounds like it should be menakev, right? There's an issadam. I keep on saying there's an issadam. Right? We're concerned that dam is going to remain in the oaf. We're concerned that it's going to move from place to place, but it's still going to remain in the oaf. And it's not going to come out. Salting is not going to help. Sli is not going to help. Nothing's going to help. Unless you cut it up into pieces. So does that mean that if you didn't cut the vridim, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the oaf is aser? If you had tzalea kulo ka'echa? Is it ma'ash aser b'di'evan? So if you would ask me, I'd say, avad it's aser b'di'evan. What's the shaila? That's what he says. At sheyishchor es vridim. Comes Tosfos. The first Tosfos in the parak. We're finally coming back. You skip this Tosfos. I told you we're coming back. I'm honest. Come back. First Tosfos has a murder to finish. He says this whole din is a din l'chatchil. Rabbi Yehuda never meant to say that if you don't cut the vridim, that the oaf is asa b'achil. Never meant it. How did Tosfos know this? Nevuah? How in the world did Tosfos know this? No, it's not Nevuah. He says, I have a diuk from the Gemara. If you learn the Gemara, this is a Gemara we haven't learned. Tosfos is earlier, but he knew the Gemara later. Interesting. Tosfos knew the Gemara on Daf Chav Tes when he wrote Tosfos on Daf Chav Zayin. What does that show you? You need a shleimus before you get started. First, you have to learn the Sugya. You learn the Gemara. You learn the Gemara again. You learn the Gemara with the Rashi. Then you start to piece it all together, right? You have to learn a lot. When you learn a lot, then you can put it all together. And the Balei Tosfos learn to Shas first. At least the parak first. Right? And then that's why it's so kedai, you know, over break to learn some of the Gemaras. You get the background. Then you can pilpul. Then you can talk. Then you can fight. Sorry. Let's see Tosfos. Hashochit. Chav Zayin. If you have a Gemara, please look inside. I want to read a Tosfos with you. Rabbi Yehuda Omer at sheyishchor es vridim. Dafka ba'ov hol v'tzolea kulo ke'echad. Muki la b'gemara. So Tosfos first says, look, obviously you're reading the Gemara to see what's going on over here. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda holds you need shechitas avridim only if tzolea kulo ke'echad. Or hol v'tzolea kulo ke'echad, I should say. Uk Rabbi Yehuda kaimalon. So first of all, Tosfos points out, we paskin like this. The Amr b'parakama, the brachas, yizaru b'vridim k'Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah in Adius mentions, yizaru b'vridim k'Rabbi Yehuda. Be careful to cut the vridim. Which according to the Gemara means, vridim by an oaf. And they said, yizaru b'vridim, be careful with this psaks. It sounds like we paskin this way. Okay. Zok Tosfos, v'nira, d'davka l'chadchila ka'amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's whole din is only lechatchila. Avlim tzlo'o di'evet v'lo nechtuchu avridim shari. If tzlo'o b'di'evet, you went ahead. Slow kulo. Slow without chatichas avridim, Rabbi Yehuda holds its muta b'di'evet. How does he know that? K'demuchach b'gemara, like it's muchach in the gemara, the ka'amar Rav Papa reisha b'chulin mehoch. What's he going? Reisha b'chulin mehacha. So this is the Gemara Daf Chav Tes. Right? The Gemara Chav Tes is troubled by the fact that the Mishnah seems to repeat itself. Rashi already pointed this out to us on the Mishnah. Hashochet echa ba'ov v'shnai ba'behem ha'shkitas ha'ksheira v'rubo shalecha kamohu. So, you need one simon in the oaf, two simon in the behema, rov simonim is enough. And then the Mishnah comes around and says, rov echa ba'ov, rov shnai ba'behem ha'shkitas ha'ksheira. Rov of one simon ba'ov, rov of two simonim in the behema, shkitas ha'ksheira. What's the Mishnah repeating itself? It just said that already. It says that you need one by oaf, two by behema, and rov is enough. So, the safe is doch bezel bezach. So the Gemara says on the Chavtes that Reisha, that Chada b'chulin v'chada b'kotshin. One case in the Mishnah is talking about chulin and the other is talking about kotshin. You need both bavas, one to teach me about chulin, one to teach me about kotshin. And why do you need both? Because by kotshin, l'dam hutzarech. We know that you need more dam by kachin. You really need the dam to come up by kachin to be zorek it on the mizbeach. So you would think that rov is not enough by kachin. You need kulo, so that more dam is going to come out. Kamashmalo, no, rov is enough by kachin too. That's the basic answer of the Gemara. So then the Gemara has many different approaches. Which one is chulin? Which one is kachin? Question. Which one is chulin? Which one is kachin? Rav Papa says like this: Reisha b'chulin mehocha. Diktani Rabbi Yehuda amar chiyeshchadas avridim upligi rabbanan alei. Rabbi Yehuda says that chiyeshchadas avridim, and clearly the chachamim hold you don't have to be shochet avridim. Iyamet b'shlama b'chulin shapir. If Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim are talking about chulin, then I understand the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need shchitas avridim by chulin, because there's no need for the dam. Dam can only be a problem by chulin. It's not necessary by chulin. So the Chacham say you don't need shchitas avridim by chulin. Eloi amet b'kotshim. But if Rabbi Yehuda is talking about kotshim, amai pligi rabbanan alei hu atzmo l'dam utzarech. Why do the Chachamim say that you don't need shchitas avridim? Doesn't everyone admit that by kotshim you need dam? You need dam to be zorik. So l'chora, even the Chachamim should say you need shchitas avridim. Get that blood out, so you have more blood to be zorik on the mizbeach. Must be that the Reisha is talking about chulin. Sefer could be talking about kachim, but the Reish is talking about chulin. Right? It has to be talking about chulin, because if it's talking about kachim, why would the Chacham argue and say that you don't need shchitas avridim? Okay, that's Rav Papa's interpretation of how I know that the Reish is talking about chulin and the Sefer is talking about kachim. So comes Tosis and says like this. Let's pedal back to Tosis. V'nira dafka l'chadchila ka'amar Rav Yehuda avlam tzlo di'evev l'onechlecha avridim k'shari k'nemuha b'gemar. The Kamara Papa Reisha Bechulin Mehocha. The Kamara Rabbi Yehuda Chiyeshchadas Avridim Upligi Rabbanan Alei. The Iyamet the Kodshim Amai Pligi Alei Hu Atzmo L'Dam Utzarech. Hu Atzmo L'Dam Utzarech. The Papa says obviously this Reisha must be talking Bechulin, because the Chachamim argue when they say you don't need Shchitas Avridim, and by Kodshim why would they not require Shchitas Avridim? Don't you need the Dam? Zok Tosfis v'i Rabbi Yehuda b'di Eved Nami Osar. If Rabbi Yehuda asers the oaf even b'di Eved without Shchitas Avridim, he not only says l'chatchila you need it, but even b'di Eved is Osar. So the Chachamim now are arguing on him. What do the Chachamim hold? The Chachamim argue completely. They say that even b'di Eved it's mutter, and even l'chatchila you don't need it. Do we have to say the Chachamim are so far, they're so extreme that they argue on the whole din of Shchitas Avridim? Dilma l'chatchila modi rabbanan avol b'di'evet pligi alei. Maybe the Chachamim say that avada l'chatchila need Shchitas Avridim, but they argue b'di'evet. Rabbi Yehuda holds without Shchitas Avridim the oaf is aser, and the Chachamim say without Shchitas Avridim the oaf is mutter. Right? Maybe they argue b'di'evet whether you need Shchitas Avridim, but they don't argue l'chatchila. Maybe even they say l'chatchila you need shchitas avridim by the oaf, right? So, what's the raya that the reisha must be talking b'chulin and not b'kotchim? If you hold Rabbi Yehuda assumes that it's even a din b'di'eved, that b'di'eved will ask without shchitas avridim, so maybe the reisha is talking to him b'kotchim. Maybe the reisha is kotchim. Aye, the chachamim argue and they say you don't need shchitas avridim. No, the Chachamim are saying b'di'evet won't aser without shchitas avridim, but l'chatchila avada you do need shchitas avridim. So maybe it's kachim, and the whole machlokas is le'inyan b'di'evet. But l'chatchila everyone says you would need shchitas avridim to get the dam out. If the Gemara doesn't assume like that, then clearly Rabbi Yehuda must hold that Shechitas Avinim is only a din lechatchila. So if the Chacham argue on him, they must be arguing even lechatchila, that you don't need Shechitas Avinim even lechatchila. How could that be bekachim? The answer is it's not bekachim. The Reisha must only be bechul. Okay, this is Tosis's chap. Now what a riot. What a murder. You got to sit on the riot slowly. But when all the dust settles, a beautiful riot. Must be that the Chachamim, must be Rabbi Yehuda says only lechatchila you need Shechitas Avinim, and the Chachamim argue even lechatchila that you don't need a bechlal. So after a papa, the Chachamim argue completely and say that you don't need a bechlal. This cannot be talking about kachim, because in kachim everyone would say lechatchila you should have Shechitas Avinim to be most of the dam because you need the. Yehuda must say that it's only a din lechatchila, and says Tosafot we pass like that. Lechatchila, you should shech the vridim. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. But b'di'eved, if you don't shech the vridim, Tosafot holds b'di'eved. If you don't shech the vridim, even Rabbi Yehuda would say that solei kulo ka'echad. It's not a problem. It's not going to ask the b'di'eved. Why did Tosus think that maybe Rabbi Yehuda would hold that it is does ask it with the Eved? Why? What's the like? Why would I even think that? Ad shi yishchiras avidim. It's even more than that. Tosus says, but the lashon of the Tosefta sounds like it asks it with the Eved. Now that he just said Rabbi Yehuda doesn't ask it with the Eved, it's only lechatchilas. He has to explain the Tosefta. Because b'hadakamer b'Tosefta, the Rabbi Yehuda posel ba'of ad shi yishchiras aveshet ve'es avidim posel ba'of posel. What kind of a lashon is posel? Sounds like it, even b'di'evet it's a problem. Lav dafka posel b'di'evet. Elaklom or os. Doesn't merely mean posel. Posel would mean that even b'di'evet it doesn't work. No, that's not. Lav dafka. Lav dafka not got posel. Why? Well, Tosa says because from the Gemara it's mashma like that. Rabbi Yehuda is only saying lechatchila you have to shech the vridim. So you have to reinterpret what the Tosefta is saying. The Tosefta's posel is not really posel. It's really just oser. It's really just oser lechatchila. It's a problem. Lechatchila, it's a problem. B'di'evid, Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's not going to be a problem. This is Tosfos. Questions. Yes. It's tough. I don't know what to say. Both Tosfos and the Rush say the same thing. Right, the Rush also says that posel is lav dafka posel. It's a din lechatchila. It's only lechatchila. It's not going to ask it b'di'evet. It's definitely not the simple understanding. I don't know of a Rishon who says that it's even b'di'evet. I mean, even the Rush, we're going to see the Rush has a nuance of difference from Tosfos, but regarding this, he agrees. He says Rabbi Yehuda's basic thing is a din lechatchila. It's not b'di'evet. B'di'evet, it's okay. Tosus says, but the evidence okay, you don't got to do nothing. Right? Tosus says, if you don't have Shechitas Avinim, it's okay. Lechatchila, you should shech the Avinim. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you don't have Shechitas Avinim, it's okay. The Rush doesn't say it's okay. What does the Rush say that you have to do if you didn't shech the Avinim? You have to do. You got to cut it up according to the Rush. It's still mutter b'di'evet. You still have to reinterpret that the Lashon Posel only means usser, because it's mutter b'di'evet. But the Rush said, it's not mutter b'di'evet without nothing. Right, you got to do something. There's a yeshlo takana, he says. Yeshlo takana. Right, can be called a lechatchila because yeshlo takana, but it still does need a takana. But that's only a nuance of difference. The Rosh and Tosas both say the lashon of the Tosef, the posel is taka lav dafka. It just means osa lechatchila. Lechatchila, you have to shech the vridim with the oaf hol v'tzolei kulo kulo ke'acha. Hol v'tzolei kulo ke'acha. Let's see the Rush. Let's see what the Rush adds to Tosfos. What does the Rush add to Tosfos? This is not the Rush in Siman Gimel, rather Siman Aleph. Hilkach Nirali. Let's pick it up from the end of Tosfos. The Rush often quotes Tosfos, so let's pick it up from the end of his citation of Tosfos. Hilkach Nira de Pshita Lei de Rabbi Yehuda Lo Ka'amar Ela Lechatchila. Rabbi osa lechatchila. Rabbi Yehuda adiyuka demasnis in koi. Hashochet echad ba'ov b'di'eved, aval lechatchila bo'ishnai. Shochet echad ba'ov, we said hashochet shchitasok shera, hashochet shchitasok shera, that sounds like a loshen b'di'eved. Hashochet echad ba'ov b'di'eved, aval lechatchila bo'ishnai. Uleidach lishna koi hashochet arubo shel echad kamo, halechatchila bo'isimen echad shalem. Right, two pshatim in the Gemara. Whether lechatchila you need simanim shleimim, or lechatchila you need even simon sheni ba'ov. The Mishnah says b'di'evit, if you didn't do that, b'di'evit, if you shechted only rov, and rov ha-simon, and simon echa ba'ov, that's fine. Kama Rabbi Yehuda, lechatchila ad sheyishchor es avridim. What's he saying? The Loshna Chishra Savidim is going off the Resha of the Mishnah. Resha of the Mishnah is saying there's a din b'di'evit, but the Resha presupposes there's a din l'chatchila. The Loshna HaShochet X, Shchitasok Sheir, is Mashma b'di'evit that works. But it presupposes there's a din l'chatchila. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, HaChishra Savidim, he adds to the din l'chatchila. See, that's how the Rosh is saying Rabbi Yehuda is not just in the Velder. He's a hemshech of the Mishnah. The Rosh is looking at it as though Rabbi Yehuda is a hemshech of the Mishnah. That's how he knows that it's a din lechatchila. Right? He's saying that the Mishnah tells you what's the din of the Eved, that's Shchitasok Sheira. Rabbi Yehuda says that Shchitasok Sheira. What's he doing? Because the Mishnah presupposed that there's a din lechatchila. Rabbi Yehuda says, and I'll add to that din lechatchila sheyishchores avridim. The gam lashon posel lashoni b'tosefta nirali she'en lefarish b'di'evet. Ein lefarish b'di'evet. The kol lashon posel lashoni yetzel shchita haynu posel me'ata ve'en lo takon. The Rosh says you can't interpret posel in the tosefta to mean b'di'evet because posel by shchita shchita psula always means shchita psula ve'en lo takon. There's nothing you can do. Shehiya, drasa, chalada, hagrama, ikka. If you do one of the psula shchita, you can't be masakin, you can't fix it up. And yet over here, vimlo shachar avridim al karchach yesh takona la'ov b'chaticha zever ever, says the Rosh. Here there is a takona. So you can't say that posel means what posel means throughout hilcha shchita, because posel throughout hilcha shchita means posel ve'en lo takona. Here it's Aser v'yesh lo takana. Notice, he's not learning like Tosfos. Tosfos says Rabbi Yehuda's din is only lechatchila. If you didn't do it, forget about it. It's not going to do anything. It's not going to be a problem. You can meet sola the oath kulo ke'echad. So you didn't do shchitas avridim. You did the wrong thing. It's better to do it. But if you didn't do it, it's still okay. The Rosh disagrees. Rosh says that if you didn't shech the vridim, you can roast the oaf, but you gotta cut it into pieces. You gotta be menatech ever. Hilkal chakorchach in lefarish ella beloshon oser sheoser letzloso kula ke'echad. Dim ken oser lechatchila lishcha blonakivas avridim shemayavol letzloso kula ke'echad hol shadako ka. Dr. Rush, since it's normal, hoel v'tzaleh kuloka echad, since it's normal to be tzaleh of kuloka echad, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can't finish the shchita without shchita savridim, you must do the shchita savridim, you should do the shchita savridim lechatchila, and Dr. Rush, Rabbi Yehuda would also say that if b'di'evit you didn't do it, it will be a problem, but not completely a problem. It's not going to aser b'di'evit ve'en lo takana, there's a takana to be mechatech ever. If you tzola kuloka echad taka ein lo taka, that's going to be a problem, Zakti Rosh. But if you menateach ever, then it's okay. Tosi says, no, even if you tzola kuloka echad, it's fine. Tzola kuloka echad, but if you're not menateach ever, so then the dam isn't going to be yotzi. So how do you solve the problem according to Tosfos? Obviously, Tosfos assumes that this whole problem, that Yehuda's whole problem, is just a chashash ba'alma. It's a chashash ba'alma. The Rosh was very dramatic. The Rosh explained in Siman Gimel that, you know, if the vridim aren't cut, there's a concern that the dam is not going to be otzei, and it's going to be this pasha to the bus or around, and it's going to be dam. Kamshtosa says, Dad, don't get on your high horse. It's okay. Rabbi Huda holds it's a problem. It's a chashash ba'alma. There's a concern. So he says, lechatchila, you should check the vreedom. But he holds b'di'evit, it's not a problem. B'chol, you don't have to cut up the oaf. If you didn't do the vreedom, it's okay, because the holding is just a chashash ba'alma. Lechatchila, you should be concerned about it. But Tosa says, it's only a chashash ba'alma, b'di'evit, it's not going to be a problem at all. The Rosh says, no, the problem is real. Rabbi Huda holds there's a real problem over here. It's not just a chashash ba'alma, a concern that maybe the dam is not going to be yotzei properly. It's not just a concern, a chashash kolehu. No, the Rosh says it's a real concern. It's a real concern that the dam is not going to be yotzei properly if the vreedim aren't shechted, if they're not caught. The Yehuda says, look, I'm not going to ask for the eved. Chaticha ever will solve this problem. Yesh lo takana. But why get into the issue? Why get into the issue? What's the problem? Why get into the issue? Because oaf hold it soleo kulo ke'echad. The derech by an oaf is not to cut it into pieces. By behemoth we cut into pieces, but by oaf we don't cut into pieces. So since the derech is not to cut into pieces, there's a concern that you won't cut it into the pieces. So Dr. Behuda, that's why lechatchila you should check the vreedim. But if you didn't, it's okay. It's okay, but it's not completely okay. It's okay, but you have to solve the problem. And a teach ever will solve the problem. So that's the difference. The Rosh assumes it's a real chashash, real concern. Tosa says it's a chashash ba'alma. It's because Tosa says it's a chashash ba'alma, he's free to say, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's just a din lechatchila, b'di'evid, you can meet tzola kula ka'achad, and there's no issue. The Rosh says, no, it's a real concern. But the dam's not going to come out. So he says that even b'di'evid, you do have to do something, you have to cut it up into pieces. As long as you do that, it's okay. But if you don't cut it up into pieces, it's going to be a problem. Rabbi Yehuda, though, says, even though you can cut it up into pieces and solve the problem, lechatchila shef tevridim, because by oaf, dafka by oaf shef tevridim, because since it's normal to be tzolei kulo ka'echad, we're concerned you won't cut it up into pieces. So after Rabbi Yehuda, bichotei chasavridim etchila, and then you won't have a problem later.